The Best Mix, 98.3, The Coast. I'm Zach East with the Friday edition of your Daily Dish. And the next time you see someone famous in a New York restaurant, it might not really be them. New York's famed Peter Luger's Steakhouse has borrowed wax replicas of celebrities from Madame Tussauds of Times Square to occupy space for now cannot host diners. They placed a faux John Hamm of Mad Men fame near the bar as a novel way to enforce social distancing guidelines and limited capacity. They even have The Tonight Show's Jimmy Fallon at a table, while weatherman Al Roker points at the sky with his wax doppelganger at the bottom of a staircase, directing diners to an upstairs area. The concept can even stir up memories of classic Hollywood with Audrey Hepburn posing as her Breakfast at Tiffany's character Holly Golightly, sipping a martini. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler return to host the 78th annual Golden Globe Awards on Sunday. The Netflix movie Mank leads the way with 6 nods, and The Trial of the Chicago 7 is right behind with 5. The late Chadwick Boseman is up for Best Actor in a Drama for Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. The show airs live Sunday on NBC at 8 o'clock. Adam Sandler tells The Golf Channel that he would greenlight a Happy Gilmore sequel. The comedian said, "It has not been discussed, but it certainly has been discussed on the internet, and believe me, that senior tour idea, it would be so amazing." The original movie celebrated its 25th anniversary last week. And John Mulaney has finished his 60-day stint in rehab and is said to be doing well. The comedian had checked into a treatment facility last year for alcohol and drug abuse, including cocaine. A source says that John has completed 60 days in rehab and now he's in outpatient sober care. He's doing well, although he is still not ready to return to work. Last year, a source told Page Six, "His fans know he struggled in the past with sobriety. He's talked about it openly. Unfortunately, he struggled again during the pandemic." And that is the Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.